Tonight in your vote, your nation, the Supreme Court siding with Republicans to prevent Wisconsin from counting ballots received after Election Day. Meanwhile, in Florida, about 40% of registered voters in that state have already voted. With more on this, we go to Brian Etten, our Miami correspondent, who has the latest. Brian.
Rob, early voting around the country is really pretty incredible, including right here in Florida. You mentioned it. I was just going over the Sunshine State totals. About 40% of registered voters have already gone out and voted. Shorter lines than last week, but still a steady flow of early voters in Miami Beach.
How did it go?
Very smooth, very simple.
What made you decide to vote early?
To avoid, in case I can't or I have to go to work, so better get it done.
Whether going inside to vote or dropping off mail-in ballots outside, the average wait time was about 15 minutes. Dunia Dellis immigrated here from Cuba 6 years ago and is voting for the very first time.
I'm so happy because I could vote and I choose my president.
Early voting numbers are setting records across Florida. Republicans are leading when it comes to in-person early voting, with more than 1 million Republicans already casting in-person ballots, compared to just under 767,000 Democrats. Almost 400,000 in-person early voters have no party affiliation. But with early mail-in voting in Florida, Democrats are in the lead. 1,788,000 Democrats have mailed in ballots, compared to 1,179,000 Republicans. Again, 791,000 voters with no party affiliation make up a big chunk of the pie. In Tampa over the weekend, it was almost a party atmosphere at several early voting locations.
I'm a returning citizen. I just did 5 years incarcerated.
Among those voters was 32-year-old LaDron Porter. Porter was in prison for 5 years and just regained his right to vote thanks to a new law in Florida that restores convicted felons' voting rights after they pay off court costs. The Florida Rights Restoration Coalition donated $1.5 million in the Tampa area to pay off court fines and says that's allowed 67,000 convicted felons to vote.
And that organization pays off my fines and fees so that I am able and eligible to vote.
We don't care who you vote for. We nonpartisan. You can be Republican, Democrat, Independent. You can be a space alien. All we want you to do is vote.
And early voting continues until Sunday. Campaigning really heating up in the Sunshine State. President Trump was here on Friday in the Villages, which is in Central Florida, and Joe Biden will be in Broward County in South Florida on Thursday. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.